Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
1 year ago today, the Commanders became the Commanders. Welcome back. We're Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:30 tonight on The Fan. We'll get back to the calls in just a second. 800-636-1067. We're taking the temperature from our listeners on whether or not your fandom's changed in any way, been affected by the changing of the name, the rebranding, getting rid of the old colors, even though they would tell you they didn't get rid of the old colors. But we know they kind of changed the colors.
We know.
You are on record as saying the new owner, if there is a new owner this offseason or whenever that happens, should change the name immediately.
Instantly. First thing you should do. Short-term pain, because it would be a pain in the butt and would cost some money. Long-term, win everyone's hearts and minds.
You understand where I'm coming from, though?
I totally do.
When I say, I just don't know if you can keep changing the name over and over again. They went from Redskins to football team to Commanders. If you get a new owner this offseason, which let's just say hypothetically that happens this spring, you're advocating for that owner then immediately in the spring to, in his first press conference, say, we're changing the name. I would imagine that's an arduous process. Now, I don't think it takes 19 months. I don't think it takes as long as they dragged the last thing out to do.
Yeah, we don't make the brand.
If you want to just move along here, get this done as fast as possible. You don't need videos. You don't need showing Ron Rivera every image of every helmet. You don't need anything where you might leak a helmet on the back window reflection. You're just doing this as fast as possible. I would still think that's going to take a little bit of time. So unless there's a backroom deal with an owner who knows a couple months before we find out that he's taking over, that takes time. I just don't know if there's enough time before the season. So you'd run the risk at that point of, best case scenario, 2 years of Commanders, all the gear, the being purchased, teams coming to FedEx, you going and visiting them as Commanders, everyone kind of getting used to that, whether they like it or not, and then uprooting that and ripping those roots out of the ground after two seasons.
Totally.
Or I guess worst case scenario, in my hypothetical of inconsistency of name, you're able to change the name right away. And now in the span of four calendar years, if I'm doing my math correct, or
It's four changes.
It's four changes. Yeah, it's four names. I guess it would be 5 years, maybe, five seasons. You'd have four different names because there were two for Washington football team.
Uh-huh.
And then it would be three names in 3 years. That just seems like it is bad for business.
It's a lot. And
bad
short,
for the fans.
And short term, it's bad. My point is, now's the time, rip the Band-Aid off. Don't wait 10 years, 20 years, or whatever. You've got a chance to reintroduce yourself. You've got a chance to say, everything those guys were doing was wrong. You can cut the ultimate promo. Let's welcome fans back. They drove you away. I'm welcoming you in. The first thing you guys showed me and told me you wanted Red Wolves. Guess what we are? The Red Wolves. I'm unveiling it. We're doing it.
Okay, but if you do that, new owner Danny Ruye, right? You're the owner. You need an entirely new staff doing that.
Yep.
You can't have any of the same people that were here for Commanders doing the new thing.
You got that right. Rick Snyder's not busy. You bring him over and do some history. Make sure everybody's name is spelled right. There are plenty of people with institutional knowledge and memory who this thing matters to. You get it done. I'm telling you, any new owner walking in here, the reason this thing's going to go, if it does indeed go, for a lot of billions of dollars, is it's a sleeping giant. Everybody gets that if you are just engendering some goodwill, these people that have been beaten down and beaten away will absolutely come flocking back. And if you cut a promo basically going, hey, we all know the last guy was a horse's ass and a tyrant, I ain't going to be like that. In fact, let me show you how. Let me show you the ways. You win. I know it's going to be hard. It'll cost you money. Long term, it's the right play.
I think it would be viewed favorably within your fan base. I would just need to talk to someone smarter than me who's
I'm sure an economist could tell you. Yeah.
Someone who would say, too much change is bad.
Yep.
even a better thing because of the number of changes is not better than sticking with this thing. I say that, and I also know I don't love this thing, and I do hope eventually there is something else. So if that's the case, then you should probably just do it sooner than later, to your point. Deal with the short-term bad for the long-term good. In other words, if you're definitely, I'm taking over new owner Paulson, and I know I don't want it to be Commanders forever. I don't like it. I don't really, I think I could do better than that. Then maybe that same economist might tell me, well, if you're going to change it in 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, change it now.
Because there's no brand equity that you're sacrificing with Commanders. It's kind of the point, right?
Right, and I don't worry about the brand equity, in fairness. I worry about just the number of times I'm going, now this thing.
Now we're this.
Now this thing.
I get it.
Now this thing. Mm-hmm. Now buy this jersey. I do like the idea you suggested earlier, if they did change something this dramatic as the name again, you basically say, hey, for the next 20 days, if you stop by these locations, bring your jersey, we'll give you a Red Wolves jersey.
Yep, no questions asked.
I think that goes a long way to engendering some goodwill with people who keep basically being, I mean, you feel like you're getting okey-doked into just buying merch, you know, buying gear, basically. I just want to support my team. I had to get football team stuff because I got rid of my Redskins, or I'm not wearing that anymore. Then I had to get Commander stuff. Now I got to get Red Wolves stuff. Like, at some point, leave me alone. I don't want to have to keep getting new stuff just so I can.
Don't make it hard for me to be up to date.
Let's go to the phones. Dave's in Woodbridge. Has the name change in any way affected your fandom, Dave? Dave, you are on Grant and Danny. What's up?
I'm so sorry, guys.
Hey, Dave.
No worries.
I miss the name and the team so much. I miss all the garbage. I don't miss all the garbage that's occurred since Dan took over. There's been so many embarrassing moments. I was hoping a new name would breathe some life into our area, our fans, and sadly, I don't think it did. But as far as the new name and the new team goes, there's a lot of garbage names out there, like the Browns, the Packers. There's literally the Houston Texans. It would be like calling our team the D.C. Washingtonians. Like, it's not about the name. But the one giant feather in my cap about the name is after the Commanders became the Commanders, if we lose Dan Snyder after that inaugural season, I will always think of that season as a win, and it'll always be just a giant, giant gold brick sitting in my pants.
So,
I appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Like, after a year, Dan Snyder's gone?
What
or
a gift.
I guess wouldn't have been within a calendar year. We found out within a calendar year. But like a year and a half later, he's out. The change happened as Commanders in a way. Like the legacy of Commanders is that was the beginning of the end of Dan Snyder. That would possibly engender a lot of good feelings about Commanders.
Interesting.
Like if you, right now we think Dan Snyder's selling, right?
Uh-huh.
A month from now, we get word, March, Danny Harris is taking over as the new owner. So the deal's in place. Dan Snyder's out. Commanders gets a little credit, I think. Because I don't know why or how the name specifically would, but you get what I'm saying.
There's like, an association there, whether it's purposeful or not.
As soon as they went to the Commanders with this group, the walls started cracking, and then there were some rocks that fell, and then we started caving in on ourselves, and next thing you know, Dan had to sell. I could see that. Let's go to B in Haymarket. Hey, B.
What's up, B?
Hey, guys. 58 years old, lifelong Washington fan. I'm the little kid that cried and broke the black and white TV with the antennas when they lost. That was me. It has not affected my fanhood. I can't even imagine not being a fan. I don't know what I would do. But one thing I will say is, Jason Wright has earned the right, and I'm sad to say this because I had a whole lot of hope. He has earned the right to be able to resign immediately as soon as the new owner comes in, hopefully the new owner comes in, because he has messed everything up from the rollout to the ugly pig. Everything has been a disaster.
What you got against Major Tutty, B?
Come on now. Danny, I actually called to bang you on a couple of things. But what you said a few minutes ago is spot on. Spot on. New owner, let everybody go. Just buy. Just let them go. Change the name immediately, and let's move on to something that could possibly be fun.
Do you want to end it on a positive note, or do you want to know what he was going to bang you on? He said he wanted to, he was going to bag on you.
No, this is good. This was I like the end. Yeah, that was a good
ending.
Okay,
we'll end it here.
Be nice friends. Yeah,
you guys, you don't need harmonious.
No need to suspend that.
One thing I relate to with that he said, I'm sure you're the same way. I can't fathom not caring a ton. Like, I'm always going to be 100% invested and all in. And it's weird and it's different
we're
us with our jobs. But, I mean, I mean this legitimately. Like, I've never missed a play of a game. Maybe as, like, you got kids. You're at games. You're DVRing. Like, I just can't even imagine a time in the future where I'm not sitting in front of the TV for 3 hours on a Sunday watching a game. If the games are on Sunday from 1 to 4, we're not playing in that league. Like, this is what I do. This is what I care about. This is what I love. I don't know how people do it that just check out. I don't know how people do it that pack up their box of belongings and say, that's all for me. I can't fathom it.
Well, I've acknowledged also when it comes to this, I'm the unusual one. As I mentioned this 1,000 times to you, in my friend group, which used to, no matter what was happening, it was like, well, on Sunday, we're obviously all getting together to watch the Redskins. There was 12 of us, and there was 9, and then there was 6, and then 2, and now it's 1, and it's me. Nobody cares. I'm not talking about going to games, Grant. Watching them on television. My group that should be your season ticket base. All my buddies are all rich dudes that are incredibly successful with kids.
Do you mean go, like, getting together to watch the game, or like, none of them are even watching even on their own time?
Both. Like, you used to, I understand.
You can't text your boy at like 4:30 and he hasn't seen the game. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could text Ryan and Quinn and you know, a dozen different dudes.
Give me some good names. Well, give me some good ones.
On this group, you don't have the ones that you're looking for. Okay. I could text Winchip.
Winchip. There you go. Chip.
I could text him. I go, what a play. And they go, yes, my son's the cross game. Or yes, but not even DVR. No interest. And that would have been unfathomable 7, 8, 9 years ago.
Is Winchip out?
Yes, he didn't care. He'll watch if it's, you know, if he's at home. And
was he a mark at one point?
Yes, we didn't miss instance. We didn't miss a single second. Like, we'd pause the TV if someone had to pee.
Did you ever call him Chip?
So it's funny, actually, that is how I was first introduced to him.
Chip.
Like Chip Lomelli. He's like, my name's Chip. And he's like, is it really? He says, no. And then he actually explained the whole story. And then, anyway.
I think I would go by Chip because of Chip Lomelli if I was you guys' age. What, weren't you a kid when Chip Lomelli was a big seller?
It was kind of what he was doing. So this was before he came to St. Albans. He was Chip. He actually went to Sidwell. He went to Sidwell Friends. Chipped it.
I know a guy.
Who?
Whose daughters. Sidwell Friends.
So then he's like, nah, I got to come over here to St. Albans. It's a better spot. And he's right about that, obviously. Then he played lacrosse at Princeton.
Did he really?
Yeah, silly.
Silly Chip.
Dude, he was all Met Player of the Year. Winchip.
I met Chip.
You did? You met him?
I get steamed up. Chudy in Virginia, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, I'm good. So the team name hasn't changed my fandom. I love this team, and I love it continuously. I will say that the name change disappointed me because, quick history of me, I went to high school in Nigeria. So when I came back to reacclimate back, the Redskins were still there, and it was a way for me to basically to just, you know, reconnect with, you know, the U.S. So to see the name, and especially how it was rolled out, just immediately, like, changed dramatically, that will always disappoint me. And I hope a new owner just changes the name. So thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy.
If they do change the name, we can all agree to this. We got to do it a different way. We got to do it a little bigger and a little better. I'm not asking you to take 19 months. I don't need all the videos. I don't need all the production. The day that you announce the name, I would like, ideally, for everyone to not already know it. That's A. And B, and this one's also important, we got to do it in a way where it's not just three people sitting in chairs. One of them says, hey, you say it. And then someone kind of unexcitedly says it.
Well, beyond that, it needs to be local. This is not a global brand. Anybody who says that word is fired immediately. Stop saying that. Your fans are right here. If they're a fan and they move somewhere else, they'll find it on the internet. Local television, local radio, local fan base. Cater to them. Stop going to the Today afternoon, morning TV show where they're doing recipes for bundt cake. Here, this town, please.
Also, let's not worry about fashion. Let's not worry about food.
Mm-mm.
Let's not worry about, I can never remember the other ones.
Media.
Music. I think music was one of them,
music's
right?
Music's one.
No. Let's worry about football fans and this community. Quinn's in Rockville. Hey, Quinn.
Hi, Dave and Granny. How are you on the Commanders Matter or Not Day?
Day
of the anniversary. It's the paper anniversary. Day. 1 year later, day.
Day.
I can speak. Grant, I can speak to the whole fandom thing. I'm the youngest of five kids. I grew up in a family of where we had 10 season tickets to RFK Stadium. I grew up there.
Wow.
I went to every game, every playoff game I ever played there. They hired Joe Gibbs when I was like 17. My salad days were unbelievable. I know you guys can't even fathom this sort of thing. But 5 years into Dan Snyder, my brother, oldest brother, 10 years older, said, they're never going to win again. Get used to it. He's younger than all of us. And really, that's been the case. And the fact is, I hate Commanders. I hate the uniforms. They're not football uniforms. If they went back to the uniforms they wore in the 60s, real burgundy and real gold, and call themselves Red Wolves, you'd get me back right away. But I understand the feeling of I'm not a fan anymore. Believe me. I get it.
So you understand the feeling, or you would qualify? Like, do you still go to games or watch?
I've checked out several, the second year of Zorn, and there's been a couple of times where I just said, I can't take anymore.
So you're on a break, basically. You and the team have taken some breaks.
Taken some time.
And you're on respite. I do think that an ownership change, I'm about to say the most obvious thing ever. I was very authoritative. I do think that an ownership change would lead to some people being excited and come back.
It might be a factor.
Can you imagine?
I mean, I'll see you at the parade, by the way,
right,
that we're having.
If I actually would, in my mind, I thought I was about to say something really
very
smart.
Very profound. Yeah.
I was about to say, I do think if the ownership changed, then folks like our caller might like the team again. Yeah.
Yep.
Probably. John in Fairfax.
It's a long
what's
show,
good?
Dude.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, John?
Oh, I just want to tell you that it hasn't changed my fandom. The name stinks. The team stinks. Jason Wright stinks. And we are the Commanders. Ha ha!
Ha ha!
That plays in my head over and over again. It's like a bad Saturday Night Live skit. Like, it kills me. It kills me. But no, I haven't lost my fandom. I watch every game, never miss one. My wife wants to kill me every Sunday. You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, that line is long. 13-4 season, and they made the NFC Championship game. Would you feel any differently? You said you don't like the name. Would you feel differently about the name if they were at an incredible year this year?
No, man. I mean, I'm right. You know, my age is right between you and Danny. So I'm a Skins fan. I'm a Redskins fan. I'll call them that until I die. So I really don't. The name doesn't affect me. You know, it wouldn't change. You know. It wouldn't change the fact that I just hate the name. I don't like the name. I love the team.
So, but can I ask you this thing? It sounds like you would have hated any name. You're like what do they call it? Like a never anything but the Redskins are. You know what I'm saying? Like Redskins are bust for you, basically, right?
Yep, you pegged me. That's it.
Okay. So, and I think, look, I'm not judging you.
Seat at the table for you, too, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have all kinds of hot takes and opinions. I'm not telling you. All you did was like a football team that had a name, and for you, there was no harm, no foul there, right? There are plenty of people, Danny, that are like that. In fact, at our appearances at B-Dubs throughout the course of the year, I couldn't believe how many people came up to me,
mm-hmm.
and they were just like talking about, and they would say Redskins. Not that it's a bad word at this point, you know, when we're talking about football, but I was just surprised, like, as if they weren't even trying to call them the Commanders.
Right.
They're like, you think the Redskins will win this weekend? And I'm like, they know that the names change, right? And a couple times I've even asked someone, and they'd be like, oh, I just call them that. I'll always call them that. I think there are people like
plenty
that.
Plenty of people, yeah.
Those people would have hated any name. I thought they needed to or would change the name. I was fine with changing the name. I think there were plenty of names I would have gotten behind and liked. I just don't like Commanders. It just feels very like an arcade football, like NFL Blitz, or
it's a generic computer program create a name. It's like if you did ChatGPT, make up a football name.
It feels like a spring football league.
Yeah.
And you know this, I was the voice of the Valor, I was the voice of the Defenders. Your boy is all in on spring football. Can't wait for the Defenders to come back. By the way, they open the season coming up a couple weekends from now at Audi Field. Get your tickets now. I'm excited for them. It does not sound, it just sounds like a name of like a flag football team in the area.
Well, so let me say it this way when it comes to the name, because you're right about some people just would never have accepted any new name, and I think that's fine. Let's say my Washington Wizards went to a conference final. I'd be really excited. I think the name Wizards stinks. I wish they would go back to the Bullets right now. Does that make sense? Like, it's not just a winning association thing with me. Like, I don't know how many people feel the way that I do. I always try to, you know, broaden as much as possible. But I think you could spin two plates. I'll root for the Washington team because I'm a local Washingtonian. I care about Washington sports. I think you're a front runner and a fraud if you like some team that you never grew up going to games or being part of your local fabric. And I can't stand you, Dallas Cowboy fan that's hearing my voice right now. But for Washington, I don't like the names of two of my four favorite teams. I think Wizards sucks. It sucked for decades. But for Steve and Phil for 25 years, and now, you know, Chris and Drew, I'm watching every night. I need them to win. You know what I mean? Like, then I can do both.
You still actively, when you hear Wizards, you're bothered by the name.
Yeah, I think it's a terrible name.
I guess when I really think about it, like, do I like the name or not? Not really. But changing the logo so it's no longer like a weird wizard with a half basketball crescent.
Is it a staff? Is it a ball?
It does not. I'm used to it, so mm-hmm. I never think about it anymore. Right. And I think that's the ceiling for Commanders, honestly. Is if I really stop and think about it, I go, yeah, I would love a better name than Wizards. I would love to still be Bullets. But I'm not there with Commanders. I don't know when I started getting there with Wizards. I'll also say part of it's my age, right?
Yeah.
They changed from the Bullets to the Wizards when I was 9.
Like 10? Yeah.
Maybe 10 years old. Maybe even a little younger than that. I think that's a factor. Like, I've spent almost all of my life, they were the Redskins. I've spent way more of my life with the Wizards being the Wizards. So it might just be that I'm used to it. It's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Dave in Vienna, what's good?
Hey, guys. I got a couple points to make here. One, because I've been grieving for this for really 3 years, right? Because they got rid of the name. It died in 2020. And really, I had to work my way through the five stages of grief. You know, I had to go through the denial, the anger, the bargaining, depression, and now acceptance. And I know you guys are kind of waffling between anger and bargaining right now. And I know Danny's probably gone through depression episodes left and right. But the key part is you haven't hit the acceptance yet. And it's taken a lot for me. I'm a D.C. native, grew up in this area, born in D.C. And I had to come to this realization that I have two kids that are little. And I said to myself, you know, well, I watched these Redskins when I was with my grandfather, three generations. And you know what? I'm going to be the martyr. I'm going to be the guy that got behind this team as the first generation Commanders. And so when my kids have kids and they go and they talk about, well, my grandfather was the first Commanders fan and I'm a Commanders fan. And I know that I grit my teeth when I say that because, you know, I really want them to be the Redskins. But I've had to accept it, and that's my coming to peace, because at the end of the day, I lived through the Wizards' bullets. I lived through the Nats coming to town. I was an Orioles fan because I grew up with Cal Ripken. And, you know, and I'm a Caps fan through and through.
How old
and
are you? Did you say how old you were?
I'm 38.
Okay, so he's only 4 years older, 5 years older than me. So, yeah, a lot of relatability in that call. And he has made the transition to kind of saying, you know what, I'm going to be a Commander. I'm going to be a Lieutenant Commander, which Danny luckily showed us how to do this. He was the first one to make
Stop
that transition.
It. The Commander Force.
Guy, you were the first person. God. I have to give you credit because we needed leaders. We needed someone to lead us into battle.
That guy costs money.
Over that hill, running down with the flags waving overhead. Someone said to me one time, they said, I wasn't going to get on board until Lieutenant Commander Danny did. And I wonder if you hadn't have done that, it would have been a very different thing.
Where would we be now?
1 year ago today, you made that decision. And we appreciate you.
Part of why I hate the name so much. Those are just little drops in the big bucket. That's the worst one. That's it.
That's tough.
That's the worst one.
That's tough.
That's the left hand up of promos.
Commands the funny is tough.
He commands the funny. Like to command the potty right now.
That is tough.
He commands the funny.
Oh, man. We need to work those in more often.
Do we?
I think we do. 1 year ago, everything changed.
Congrats, everyone involved.
We've made it one year down.
So many engagements.
Rest of our lives to go.
So many activations.
We are the Commanders.
Global brand.
Before we get out, I wanted to let you know, Grant, you have an ally on this Tom Brady thing here.
Oh.
We got a Facebook DM. Feel free to DM us on Facebook.
My first The Grand ally, Danny Show. By the way, I was like the what's the
what's his name? Peyton Manning?
No. What's that's a good bit. What's the meme of the guy with the sword and like 8,000 people running at him?
Jon Snow, the Battle of the Bastards.
TV shows? Yes.
I'm sure it's weird.
Of course. Gary DM'd us and said, Grant's analysis of Tom Brady being lucky as well as talented is one of the most amazing sports commentaries I've ever heard.
Look at this.
Nice Let's job, go. All caps.
Gary?
Shout out to Gary. You know what my dad's first name is? It's Dennis. It's not
Dennis.
It would have been
say.
Funnier if it was Gary.
I was like, it's Dennis. Why are you misleading people?
Thank you for listening. Overtime comes your way next. TheFanDC.com is where you can find our podcast. Tomorrow, we're looking ahead to the draft with Eric Edholm, who's at the Senior Bowl. Keep it right here.
Thank you for coming.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.